As the popular Libyan rebellion continues in full force, Al Jazeera is reporting that anti-government protesters have taken control of the city of Az-Zawiya, only 30 miles from the capital, Tripoli. As a result, over the weekend, a government-led tour of foreign journalists to the city meant to demonstrate Muammar Gaddafi's strength backfired. Now the battle could take an even more dangerous turn as protesters claim to have seized weapons and even tanks to defend themselves against Gaddafi's forces. Gaddafi has claimed Tripoli as his base from which to retain control of the country. But even there, hundreds of protesters defied checkpoints, street patrols and gunfire to march against the 40-year dictatorial rule. Meanwhile, the European Union has announced a series of sanctions on Libya, including a visa ban and an arms embargo. They follow a unanimous vote for sanctions by the UN Security Council on Saturday. The Security Council also issued an order to the International Criminal Court in The Hague to investigate the Gaddafi regime for possible crimes against humanity for its brutal and sustained violent response to protests in the country. Hundreds and possibly thousands of Libyans have been killed in the past few weeks alone, most of them unarmed. The U.S., which under Bush had repaired historically tense ties with Libya, has also joined in the call for Gaddafi to step down. Secretary of State Clinton has begun reaching out to Libyan opposition groups. Meanwhile, a plan for an interim government is taking shape. In Benghazi, leaders of opposition groups nominated Mustafa Mohamed Abdel Jalil, a former justice minister, to head an interim government. Jalil, who resigned from his position in protest last week, promised that interim elections would be held in the next 3 months. Explaining the position of this temporary leadership and its goals, he told Al Jazeera, "We want one country. There is no Islamic Emirate or Al-Qaeda anywhere. Our only goal is to liberate Libya from this regime and to allow the people to choose the government they want." We turn now to Asma Aglio. She is the founder of FreeLibyaTogether.com. She is an elementary school teacher in Ottawa who emigrated to Canada in 1987 from Libya. Asma's parents, siblings, in-laws and extended family are all currently living in Libya. And she had joined us earlier when the rebellion had first begun unfolding. Welcome back to Uprising.
Yes. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks so much for joining us. Well, since we last talked to you, Gaddafi's forces have become even more violent. As I mentioned, it's not really clear how many people have been killed. It's possibly in the thousands, and there's very little media aside from some Al Jazeera reporters that are able to get the word out. International media, that is. From your conversations with your family, how do you describe the latest situation in Libya?
Well, as the news has been saying, many of the cities have been freed and are now under the command of the Libyan innocent protesters. But, you know, they are happy to have gotten the cities, but they're still waiting for Tripoli, because without Tripoli, the capital of the country, nothing much could be really done. So they're happy, but at the same time, they're waiting for everybody else to be formally free before they can formally start, like, major partying, I guess, and being happy. Now, I spoke to my sister I didn't really speak to her. She left me a couple of messages on Facebook, and I Facebook her back. Internet is on and off, as you already know, and she said to me, we are good, but this is for now. We don't know what's going to happen in the next few hours. And as I mentioned before, my family is in Misrata, which is 2 hours east of Tripoli, and my in-laws are in Benghazi, which is in the east side. Both cities, Misrata and Benghazi, have been freed by, I guess, the regime. They're now under the in the hands of the innocent protesters, and they're waiting for Tripoli so that they can come up with a new legislation and a new structure for the country.
So you sound as though the end of Gaddafi's rule is inevitable.
Yes, it is. Whether he likes it or not, things are coming, hopefully, to an end. Sooner or later, they will be. And he has no more position in, like, internationally, he has no position in front of the world. and in front of his own people.
Well, let's talk about Benghazi and Misurata, where you have family, and these are among the cities that have been liberated, if you will. Who exactly is controlling them, and how, you know, what characterizes these cities that have been liberated? Are they under control of former army members who have defected, or are there civilians who are essentially managing to hold the city against Gaddafi's forces?
I think it's everybody working together, but it's mainly civilians. Mm-hmm. Who are well-educated, very highly literate people who have a lot of knowledge, I guess, about the way to run a structure, a certain structure. And they are backed by the military, but the military do not have the command. It's the people who have the command.
And so far, has there been a way to keep most of the demonstrations, the marches, etc., as nonviolent as possible? Certainly, Gaddafi has responded with violence, but given the reports of the city of Zawiya, which is now under the anti-government protesters' control, there are reports that people have managed to seize tanks and weapons. Is that a different turn from what we've been seeing?
I think it's a fairer, like it's a fair way of doing it. Now both sides are armed, even though the Gaddafi regime's people have much more, they are much more equipped and they have much more arms than the civilians. But now at least there is a one-on-one kind of thing. Before they had no weapons at all, or their weapons were very minimal. And in fact, just this morning I heard news that in Misrata, one of his planes was, fired at, and it fell. So he lost one of his planes. And my sister was telling me also yesterday that they have to be on guard because at any moment he could be sending them like an army with lots of weapons ready to get fighting back to get back the city. So they are on alert, like all the youth and the young gentlemen who have been protesting are now kind of taking turns guarding the city, making sure that no stranger get into the city. And I guess on land and from the air, because there was a trial of to hit them by a plane this morning.
So who is Gaddafi relying on right now for his own defense and safety? Is he still relying on the reported mercenaries that he had brought in, or are there still elements of the army that he's able to control?
It is mercenary still, yes, because up until yesterday I saw one of the latest video that was posted on one of the websites of the civilians had captured a mercenary, and they were asking him where is he coming from and how much was he paid and what was his, you know, what was he sent to be doing. So there is mercenaries around as we speak. Many of them still in the city of Tripoli, and from a friend of mine who lives in Tripoli, she says that they have been put in between homes and houses so that nobody gets out, and that's what they're, you know, supposed to be doing in their daily lives to get them scared not to come out and protest and do their things. Even with that, though, there's a lot of civilians who are going out and, you know, wanting to get Tripoli and wanting to free the rest of the country.
Now, are the is the army as a whole effectively on the side of the protesters, or is there a split within the army?
No, most, you could say like a big percentage of them are with the civilians. I think the only people, the only part of the army that is still with Gaddafi is the ones that are with him at this moment. In the other, like there's maybe a couple of, maybe in the city of Sirte, which is the main, I guess, city, armed city, I guess, there must be some there. But in all of the other countries that have been freed or have been liberated, the army has joined the people. And they're willing to do anything that the people ask them to do and give all the weapons and all, like, I guess, the secrets of the military that they have to share it with them so that they can... succeed.
I'm speaking with Asma Aglio. She's the founder of FreeLibyaTogether.com. Many of her family members still in Libyan cities. Now, what do you mean? Yes?
I actually lost a cousin on a Thursday night. And that's like my uncle's son. And I lost a couple of other family members, not directly related, but still from my own family.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that. Can you tell us the circumstances of how they were killed?
They were killed in the, I don't know if you read about it, but they were trying to liberate the airport of Misrata, and they were hit by weapons that, if you saw the pictures, it's really like, it's the kind of weapons that have radiation in them. So they would go into your body, and then they would just, I guess, become into little pieces inside your body, and they were mainly hit in the chest and in the head.
And they were hit specifically by Gaddafi's forces, obviously.
Yes, yes.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear about your loss, and certainly there have been many, many thousands of people that have either suffered injuries, and it's possible that the deaths are also in the thousands. Now, the last time we talked to you, Asma, we talked about you mentioned the fact that hospitals have run out of blood. There was a huge shortage of blood for transfusions. Do you know if what the situation with that is still?
Well, it's not as good it is, but they're trying to get, I know that the borders through Egypt have been opening every once in a while, so things have been coming in. And I know that Turkey has sent in medical supplies, and people are trying to help in whichever way they can. And there is a lot of messages on the internet that say we need this kind of medication. There was doctors talking about how they needed the string that they use for stitching, I guess, for operations. And there's lots, like there's big lists of people. People from the Libyans outside of Libya are trying to fundraise so that they can have the money to purchase these things and eventually somehow somewhat get them into the country to be used.
What do you make
but
of?
There is still a big shortage.
What do you make of the international efforts to isolate Gaddafi, not only with the United States' verbal messages through Clinton, and I should mention the U.S. and Libya had enjoyed very good relations under Bush, but also the EU has slapped sanctions on Libya and the United Nations Security Council. They're recommending that Gaddafi be investigated by the International Criminal Court. Are all of these things effective, or on the ground do they not mean very much?
Well, first, let me mention that even though they were very welcome, they were very late to be made. Like, so many people lost their lives before we heard anything coming from any of these powerful sources that you just mentioned. Second, people who know Gaddafi directly, like people who have stepped down and people who have left the country and had left the country for a while because of his regime and because they had worked directly from him, I think there was a person who is living in Paris right now, his name is Mr. Mathmari. He mentioned that he directly worked with Gaddafi, and he mentioned that because he knows him so well, he knows that he will never step down. No matter what people from the outside world would tell him to do, he would never listen. He is, I guess, full of himself. He has so much ego in himself that he will never let go.
Asma,
even though there is pressures, he's still going to be fighting it till the last minute.
Now, but he is able to fight because he has resources at hand. His assets have been frozen. There's a visa ban on him and his family. At some point, one would imagine he would be running out of money. And also,
but his family left yesterday. All of the women in the family and the children left.
Where did they go?
They're not in the country anymore. I heard that they're in Vienna, Austria, but I'm not sure if this is the right thing, but they left. All of the ladies of the house and the children, they all left. His direct family, and then his wife's sister family, which is married to the very close, I guess, military commander that works with Gaddafi directly.
Well, Asma, what about plans now for an interim government that are already in the works? I mentioned former Justice Minister Mustafa Mohammed Abdel Jalil. What do you make of these? When we've looked at Tunisia and Egypt and other places in the Arab world where there have been recent revolutions and changes of regimes, protesters haven't always been pleased with those who have stepped in to fill the holes because oftentimes they've been too closely associated with the regime that was just toppled. Is there an analogy with that here in Libya?
Well, I think it's a first step because you can't leave a city with, you know, millions of people in it, I guess with thousands of people in it without somebody on, you know, held responsible for things that go on. So it is a first step. Now, they're all waiting, as I said, for Tripoli to kind of be liberated, and then they're all going to be planning to sit down together and make a bigger, I guess, legislation or government, whichever way we want to call it. So it's a good step to start. In fact, I was sent a copy of the first newspaper that was published after the liberation of Benghazi. And you should see the pictures and the strong words that were used in it and how happy the people are to be cleaning and to be ready to have their city back up and running again. Banks were open, shops were open and running again. They're still working on the schools. I don't know if they feel it's safe enough for the children to be back in their schools yet. But people have started. It's a first step. It needs to be done sooner or later. The sooner they get on.